Well, when it comes to looking at Utah, when you guys go through your process of your selection, you're going to get that pick after the Holiday Bowl does. The likely scenario is that Stanford and UCLA will be, or excuse me, Stanford and Utah will be in that position. What goes into that decision in picking one school over another, even though Stanford did have a better Pac-12 record and has a better overall record? What would actually go into that overall decision?
Well, you look at a number of factors, but not the least of which is, how many people do you think will come to your game? Geography plays a big part in it. Salt Lake City is not that far from the Bay Area. I've flown in and out of your airport a number of times. So you look at that, you look at the overall look, I guess you'd say, of the team. We like Utah. We like any number of teams. So much in our case depends on who selects above us. And you've got the Rose Bowl after the CFP, and if Washington wins on Friday, I suspect they'll crack the Final Four. So then you got the Rose Bowl, you got the Alamo Bowl, you got the Holiday Bowl, and if somebody above you makes a selection that they can make that doesn't necessarily follow the script, so to speak, anything can happen. Yeah, we've looked at it too and pretty much come to the conclusion that you guys have. So we'll just have to wait and see.
There's so many bowl games out there, and fans might be wondering, well, why should I head to the Foster Farms Bowl? I've been to bowl games. Utah has been invited to the Vegas Bowl 2 years in a row. They know that experience. What makes the Foster Farms Bowl experience special or unique for the fans?
Well, for the fans and for the players, I'd say the city of San Francisco. Our game was played at AT&T Park for the first 12 years of its existence. And one of the things when we moved to a traditional football venue in Levi's Stadium, we still kept all of the activities for the two competing teams and the fans in San Francisco. And so, we like to think it's one of the great cities in the world, and opportunity to see a lot of things that you don't see anyplace else, like a cable car or go to Alcatraz, something like that. So, we've never had a complaint, guys, from any of the teams we've had before about going to San Francisco.
Obviously, we're most interested here in Salt Lake City in who the Pac-12 representative is going to be in your bowl game, but there has to be an opponent as well.
it generally helps, yeah.
You gotta have two teams to play these things. What are the possibilities on the other side of the field?
There's a number of them, really. The Big Ten does their bowl allocation a little different from the Pac-12. In the Pac-12, you go down the list of games. The game makes its selection. You go to the next game, they make a selection. The Big Ten had a problem a number of years ago, I'd say, about 5 or 6 now, where some of their teams ended up, for whatever reason, going to the same bowl game year after year. So, they set about to put a little influence, I guess you'd say, on where teams go. Since we've been involved with the Big Ten, we had Maryland in 2014, and we had Nebraska last year. So there's any number of teams that we have not had that I know would like to come out here. I've heard the names Minnesota, Indiana, Northwestern, those three. Hard to say right now, but we'll all find out on Sunday.